Hello.
Hello. Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Excellent. My name is Kate from CKUA. We're a radio station here in Calgary.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be here, inducting in just a phenomenal band, an important band in Canadian history?
They're Trooper's such an important band in Canadian history, but I can't tell you how important they are in my life, which is why I'm here. Like, literally, I've done a bunch of crazy things in my life and a lot of interesting things, but there's a number of high school buddies that I called today and said, guess what I'm doing tonight? And they were like, oh my God, Rick. Oh my God. That's like, your mind must be blown. When I said I was going up with the Snowbirds, they didn't care. They're like, you're inducting Trooper? They were thrilled. And thrilled for me, because they know how thrilled I am to be here. I would have done anything to be here. This is great, and they deserve it, and they're such great guys, and they've always been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Trooper Hot Shots came out when I was 10 years old, which is a greatest hits package, of course, the greatest hit package of them all. That was my introduction, and I've licensed their music and used their music professionally my entire life.
It's an important thing to be here.
Every time I walk on stage, Trooper
plays. Playing in your,
no, that's my walk-on music. You know how in baseball they have a walk-on song?
Which song?
Raise a Little Hell. Yeah, and if there's baby boomers in the audience, they become possessed. They start clapping. So I'm getting applause even before I've said a word, because of Trooper.
Then you start talking and you say, shut up!
Well,
song.
Sometimes I put the song back on. Yeah.
Do you have a hot take? Rick Mercer rants about the Canadian music scene. Is there something about music in general that's like a hot take of yours?
Well, you know, it's just Canadian music has just played such a huge part in my life. And I didn't, like, I'm Captain Canada, but when I was 10 years old, I didn't go, I need a Canadian band. And when I was a teenager, I didn't say, I need a Canadian band, but the Tragic of the Hip became my favorite band. And, you know, the saddest songs are Jan Arden's. And I think of all of those artists and how much they've all meant to me, and it has nothing to do with being Canadian, quite frankly. It's just all of those artists spoke to me in one way or another. We've always done really well with the music. We punch so high above our weight. I think every Canadian who's had the privilege of traveling around the world, they've all had that experience of being in a store and going, hey, that's a Canadian song playing. Like, we've all had that experience. I mean, my God, there was a year you couldn't escape Celine, no matter where you were on the planet. You could be in an abattoir, they were playing Celine. Everywhere.